The Cancer Action Network in Wisconsin has never actively tried to influence an election before, but with federal cancer funding stagnant, the group is sending Wisconsin's two U.S. Senate candidates questionnaires. On it are five questions related to federal research funding and treatment access. Kathy Hansen is a breast cancer survivor. She's also lead volunteer coordinator for Wisconsin's American Cancer Society. Hansen says both Thompson and Baldwin were sent questionnaires.
And I've been in touch with their campaigns, encouraging them to fill them out and return them. We will then be putting that information out to our volunteers across the state so they know the candidate stands on the issues that are important to us before they vote in November.
The awareness campaign is called Cancer Votes. It's hoped those touched by cancer will be a strong enough voting bloc to influence candidates. The current Congress has been locked in spending stalemates over the deficit, but Hansen isn't deterred.
The budget woes are very real, and we recognize that. But when you're making a budget, whether it's your own budget or a federal budget, it's a matter of priorities. And we think a disease that touches 87 people here in Wisconsin every day needs to be a priority.
The federal government is the largest funder of cancer research. A budget deal worked out last summer by Congress cuts money for the National Institutes of Health by 8%. Shemaine Mills,